We need your prayers. We've got a preaching word tonight. And our word is the word of God.
Amen.
Amen. That's the word.
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
Amen. Now, I don't know, what you thinking about when it come down to being a Christian. Amen. I want to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, you cannot get to heaven if we don't go by the word.
That's right.
Amen.
Yes, amen.
Brother Bruner used to say we got to take the whole book and eat it up.
That's right.
Amen. Can't be choosy.
Yes.
You know, sometimes we want to take the light stuff, amen, and just coast along and cruise along. But I'm here to tell you, the word is what we need, especially in these last days that we're living in.
That's right.
We're living in a time now where people is not reading the word.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, you know, it's a little slacking here. But I want to encourage us tonight, dear ones, the word of the Lord is powerful.
Yes.
I believe there's a scripture that says the word of God is quick, that's it, and powerful.
That's right.
Huh? Come on. Sharper than a two-edged sword.
That's right.
Amen. And I believe I got that scripture over here. Let's see. Amen. Praise God. Where that is taken from. Praise you the Lord. It's over here in the book here. Let's see. I believe it. Quick and powerful. We'll get to that, but we know the word is quick and it's powerful.
Amen.
And Psalms 119 and the 105th verse, it said, the word is a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. We cannot, amen, go anywhere or do anything. We have to have the word. The word is a lamp. It lights up the pathway. It shows us how to live a holy life. It makes us, amen, be a new creature in Christ. It guides us. It's instruction, praise God. Amen. And we must rely on the word. Not your word or my word, but the word of God. Praise God. And we thank God for the word is a lamp to our feet, and it said it's a light to our path. Praise God. I'm here to tell you, I can't do nothing without the word.
Right.
Amen. I can't even go anywhere and do God's will. I've got to have the word to guide me. I've got to have the word to bring instruction. I've got to, amen, be a good leader and follower of the word. Amen. We can't just sugarcoat it. We got to take the word as it is and live according to the word of the Lord. Amen. When he come back for his church, he coming back for ready people.
Yes.
He coming back for folks that are obedient to the word of the Lord. Amen. And we want him to say, well done, brothers and sisters.
Yes.
Amen. Because you did the word of God. You lived the word of God. You was a child of the Lord, and you follow the procedure, praise God, amen. We can't do it our way, but we got to do it God's way.
Yes.
Praise God, amen. The word of God, I want to let you know tonight, is so vital and so important, praise God, amen. Let's turn over here. We were trying to find it, but it came to my spirit. Let's turn over here to Hebrew, praise God. Hebrew, the 4th chapter and the 12th verse. See what they're saying here. Amen. The Bible says, let us, for the word of God is quick and powerful,
yes,
sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividers, asunders of soul and mind and spirit and other joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Praise God.
Yes.
How many know the word of God will find us?
Oh, yes.
Amen. It knows where we stand tonight.
That's right.
Amen. You can't fool God no time. Amen. You might try to fool me sometime, but I'm here to tell you, you can't fool God no time. Amen. He know if you 99.5. Amen. He knows where you stand before God. He knows if you living up to all you know, or you just being a little slack here. Sometimes we get a little slack in our prayer life. Sometimes we get a little slack in reading our word, praise God. This is what's going to equip us, amen, to be to fight Satan. The word of God is what's going to help us in these times of need. Do you remember Jesus? Amen. When he was tempted by Satan, amen. What did he do? He put the word on Satan. Amen. He said, get thee hence, Satan. Praise God. In other words, go about your business. Praise God. We don't want the devil around. Amen. We got to put the word on him. Amen. When you equip with the power of God, amen, this is what moves the devil. Not your words. Your words don't have no power. Come on, somebody. Amen. The word of God. Amen. This is where the power is.
Yes.
You can move Satan.
Yes.
You can make him flee.
Yes.
Praise God. Praise God. So the word is so vital and so important today. So we want to make sure that, amen, we allow the word of God to intercede into our hearts and intercede into our minds. Amen. Where we can be more and more like the Lord and less like ourselves.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. Praise God. And that's why we need to know the word. The Bible says, study to show thyself approved.
Amen.
A workman needed not to be ashamed. You'll be ashamed. Sometimes you talking to people and you trying to tell them about the word of the Lord. And amen. And sometimes they're not even saved and they know more scripture than you do.
True.
Come on, somebody.
True.
You trying to save them. They say, Amen. The Bible says this.
Yes.
And the Bible says that. Amen. So that's why we need to study. Amen.
Yes.
Do you know there's a difference between studying and reading?
That's right.
Come on.
Yes.
Amen. We can read some people. Sometimes you talk to people. Amen. You try to tell them, oh man, I already know the Bible. I done read it 2 or 3 times. Yeah, you read it 2 or 3 times, but you still don't know what you need to know.
That's
don't
right.
think you close the Bible up. I had an older sister. I remember when we was doing the street meeting. Amen. And we was in this community and I was telling the sister about the Bible and then the word of the Lord teaching to her. She said, honey, young man, you know, she was older and I was a young person, you know, younger than I am now. But anyway, she said, you know, I already know the word. Amen. I done read that Bible 3 times. Praise God. But I told her, I said, sister, you still need to read the word. Although you read it 3 times, you still don't know the Bible.
Yes.
You don't know the whole Bible.
Yes.
Amen. See, the Bible ain't like a novel. You read it, you read a novel, and you get a good thought on what the novel is speaking of. But the word, amen, it don't work that way. Amen. You can read that same scripture or that same chapter, amen, and maybe you read it last year. You can read it this year, and it's the Lord add more to it. Amen. You learn more. See? Praise God. So the word is always different. It is not like a novel. The word is the word of the Lord, and he spoke it loud and clear, and we're going to want to get acquainted with this word. Praise God. How often do you read the word?
Help us, Lord.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. Hey, this word, we need to read it every day.
Help
Praise
us,
God. You know how many times do we eat? We eat most time 3 square meals a day. Huh? 2 or 3 snacks on the side.
Oh, yes.
For this natural body. But I'm here to tell you, you got a spiritual body that need to be fed.
Yes,
and you got to feed that spiritual body.
Yes.
And if you don't feed that spiritual body, you're going to spiritually die. Amen. And that's what's happened today. People's mind is on other things. Amen. Politics and amen. The things of the world. And mind on that and this. But we kind of, sometimes we get our mind off of the word of the Lord. But I'm going to stir you back in. Let's open those Bibles. Let's read those Bibles. Amen. Sometimes we read it at nighttime. Amen. You know the devil going to put you to sleep. Come on. Amen. Amen. You read it when you're good and fresh. Amen. When you first get up in the morning, praise God. Take time to read the word. Read the word through the day. Praise ye the Lord. Because this word is vital. That's why you see so many people throwing the towel in. That's why you see so many people giving up on God. Amen. Because they don't have no fuel in the tank. Amen. How many know the word of the Lord is fuel?
Okay.
Amen. And we got to have it to be able to live.
That's right.
We got to have it to be able to drive our spiritual vehicles. Amen. If we ain't got the word, we won't live.
Yes.
Same thing. If you don't eat your daily meal, you ain't gonna live.
Yes.
So this spiritual body needs some life.
Yes.
And this is the word of the Lord. It'll bring life. It'll bring prosperity.
Yes.
It'll bring greatness.
Yes.
It'll bring goodness.
Yes.
Amen. When times of diversity, praise God, you get a little low and sad. But then it's something about when you open that Bible where it says, weeping endure for a night, but joy will come in the morning. Praise God. Amen. It lifts you up. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. And when you're going through the battle sometime and it's hard, praise God. But that word, when you read that word, it'll tell you the battle is not yours. The battle is God. Praise God. That's what keeps us excited. Praise God. Amen. And know that, amen, we just turn it over to the Lord. How many know when you turn it over to the Lord, the Lord will fix it.
Oh, yeah.
The Lord will turn it around. The Lord will help you in the time of trouble.
Yeah.
He's right there. And I love that other verse where it said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Praise
yes.
God. Amen. That's why folks get forsaken, because they don't have that boost to go right on, because they empty. Praise God. They're not reading it. They're not studying it. They ain't not living it, praise God.
Yes.
We live in a time where slackness all around us, praise ye the Lord. Folks say amen, real serious about the things of God. Amen. And we got to be as Christians. We got to get serious about God and keep that word in our spirit.
Yes.
When the devil come, we can just trample right over the devil.
Yes.
We ain't got to run. We ain't got to, amen, give
yes.
up. But we can go on in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
That Psalm 223 states, I mean to go right on
yes.
until the battle is won.
Yes.
I mean to fight the fight of faith till life on earth is done. I will never, come on church, I will never turn back. Defeat I shall not know. For God will, I say God will give me the victory if we keep going on. Praise God. This is the boost. This is the strength in the word of God. You will go right on. You won't be no failure. You won't be, amen, a quitter. Amen, but you'll go right on. How many know, praise God, amen, a quitter will never win and a winner will never quit. You got to go right on in Jesus' name. So I don't care what will or what happened. I'm going to go right on in the name of Jesus. So I want you to know to go right on. Amen. In the power of God. Amen. It'll help us. It'll help us to go right on. Praise God. The word. Amen. Now, I said to put gas in the tank.
Yes.
Praise God. To keep
yes.
these spiritual vehicles moving on. We ain't got time to pull over and then, amen, and relax. Praise God. But we got to go right on.
Yes.
I'm in a no. I said, I'm in a no. We got to go right on. In the name of Jesus. Praise God. Amen. And I want to tell you something about these Bibles. Praise God. I want to tell you something about these Bibles. Praise God. This should be the most read Bible book in the world. The Bible should be the most read book in the world. But I want to tell you it's the less read book in the world. Folks don't want to read this. Amen. They'd rather read the funnies. They'd rather read a novel. They'd rather read a love story. They'd rather read everything else but the word of God. But I want to tell you, this is what I'm interested in, is the word of the Lord.
Yes.
Praise God. But so many times I have seen people, amen, in their vehicles. They'll put the Bible on the dash and they'll ride it. Amen. Have you seen that?
Oh, yeah.
The Bible's open and they'll ride it. Amen. If they go to the grocery store, the food line, the Bible will go to food line right with them. If they're going, amen, to the shoe store, amen, wherever they're going, the Bible is just riding with them. But I want to tell you, it's time out, amen, to ride the Bible. We need to crack it open. We need to open it. We need to read that Bible. Come on, somebody. Amen. Sometimes even in your homes, I see in people's family homes, they got the open Bible there. And most of the time they got it to Psalms 123. Amen. Psalm 23. Amen. The Lord is my shepherd. That shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Amen. Sometimes I have been in folks' home because a Bible, when I see a Bible, I'm kind of, amen, noticing the Bible. And I go over there and try to read. Amen. You can't even read because dust is already collected over the Bible. Just sit there open. Amen. Come on, somebody. Hey, praise God. We got to open that book up. And we got to read the word. Amen. Ain't God good in here? I say we got to read the word. Amen. The word is what we need. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Amen. There's a saying that says, dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. Amen. Break that dust off of there. Amen. Read that Bible. Amen. If you don't read it, then you're going to have dirty lives.
Yeah.
If you don't read it, how are you going to know how to live it?
Right.
Hello. Do I have any cooks in the house?
Amen.
Hello. In order to make a good cake, Sister Baxter, amen, you got to read the recipe.
Yes.
Amen. You got to read to see how many eggs and flour and flavoring to put into the cake. Amen. Yes. And sugar.
Right.
Praise God. You can't just do it like you want to do it. Because the cake won't come out.
Yes.
But you got to read.
Yes.
I'm saying the same thing with us spiritually speaking. We got to read.
Oh,
we got to read the word.
Right.
If we want to come out right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
I say we got to read the word.
Yes.
If we want to be a new creature in Christ. The Bible says, therefore, 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a what?
A new creature.
Yes. Old things pass away.
Yes.
And behold, all things are become new.
Yes.
Amen. That comes from the word.
Right.
2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. Praise God. All these powerful scriptures. That's what keep us excited. That's what keep us encouraged. That's what keep us want to go right on.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. Praise God. So I thank God. I said I thank God for his greatness. Now let's turn over here to James. We're going to get some more word here. Now this word will work. This word will stand in the judgment shock. Praise God. James, let's go to James, the 1st chapter, and see what this says here. We want to read verses, amen, James, the 1st chapter, verse 22. Amen. Pray for us. We need your prayers. Amen. James, the 1st chapter, in the 22nd and the 23rd verses. The Bible says, but be ye doers of the word.
Yes.
And not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any man be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass, for he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetting what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, He being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Yes. Praise God. Hey. Well, amen. You may know the word. You may quote the fruit scriptures. Amen. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, we got to live it. Yes. We got to be a doer of the word. Amen. And not just being a hearer. Praise God. That's why people don't live productive lives, because they just hear of the word. Let it go in one ear and out the other ear. We cannot proceed that way. We got to let the word go in one ear and in the heart. Yes. Amen. Come on. And then when we get it in the heart, it will exercise in our hands, yes, and our legs. Yes. Amen. Then it makes us walk right. Yes. It makes us go to places we need to go. Hey, come on, somebody. Yes. I see sometimes Christian folks, they be going to some places, amen, they don't need to be involved in. Come on, somebody. Amen. They're doing some things, and amen, that they don't need to be doing. But I'm here to tell you, church, right here in Ashford, Alabama. Yes. I'm here to tell you, I know you're facing the same devil we facing in, that's North Carolina. Right. Amen. Right. And he, right, no respect of person. That's the, right, Bible said he's, right, walking about seeking whom he may devour. Yes. Praise God. He coming to your house. Yes. He comes to my house. He, right, come to, amen, all around us. But it's our job. I said it's our job. Yes. To put the word on them. Yes. Let them know he don't live here.
That's,
this,
right,
is not your address.
That's,
you,
right,
got to get out of here.
Amen.
Amen. Open the door.
Yes.
And let them know, get out of my,
that's,
life.
Right.
Get out of my home.
Yes.
And get out of my car.
Yes.
Amen. There's no room for you.
That's,
don't,
right,
give him no room.
Amen.
If you give him a toe, if you give him a toe, he'll keep working.
Yes.
And then that feet coming in.
That's,
come on, somebody.
Right.
Ain't God good? When,
that's,
you get that feet in,
right,
then you got to step.
Yes.
And he can step right in,
yes,
and try to take over.
Yes.
God put the Bible on him.
Yes.
I'm going to tell him, get on out of,
that's,
here.
Right.
I rebuke you. I rebuke you in,
yes,
the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Go about your business.
That's,
praise,
right,
God. You got to be serious about your soul.
Yes.
But we're living in a time, we're living in the last of the evil days, where people is not real serious. Amen. Not really, amen, on fire like it should be, praise,
yes,
God, because slackness have taken place. Praise God. Amen. I want to let you know, I'm going to give you some advice. Amen. I'm going to give you some great news. What you need to do is crack that Bible more. Open that Bible.
Yes.
Let it be your breakfast, your lunch, and your supper, and 2-3 snacks on the side.
Yes.
Read that Bible. Praise God. Because it will bring you eternal life. Praise God. I thank God. I said, I thank God.
Yes.
I just know God will work this thing out. Praise God. So I want to let you know, church, we got to live it. Huh? We got to be a doer. Huh? We got to be a doer of the word. Come on. Praise God. I say we got to be a doer of the word. Amen. You hear people talking about the word. You go in the barber shops. Amen. That's a place where they have a lot of conversations, and they love to get on the Bible. Everybody talking.
Yes.
But how many people is walking?
Yes.
Amen. It's time to walk. Amen. Huh? In the beauty shop. All around, people talking. The Bible said this, and the Bible said that, and this and that and the other. I sit there and listen, and a lot of time all of them are telling a lie. I can't find it in the Bible. Amen. Come on.
Yes.
That's why we need to know the word.
Yes.
And then when they find out that I'm a preacher, then they say, last him. He's a preacher. He'll tell you. And then I have to tell them what the word says.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
So if I don't read the word, and if I don't study the word, then I can't give them my answer.
That's right.
We're supposed to be able to give everybody an answer.
Yes.
That ask it.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen.
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 Praise God. And I thank the Lord.
Yes.
I said, I thank the Lord. Amen. And let's read on here now. Praise ye the Lord. Thank the Lord for his greatness. Thank the Lord. All right. Then it said here, amen. Then it said, amen. It said, but be ye doers of the word and not hearers only, because the only thing you're doing is deceiving your own selves. The Lord knows if you are doing right. He knows if you're a doer. Amen. And he knows if you just being a hearer only. You just hear it. Amen. Some people hear the word and praise God. Amen. They may hold their hands up, but they really ain't doing it. They just hearing it. Amen. Come on. Sometimes you ask people tell me sometime I hear this. They say, you know, that preacher preached today. Oh, he tore it up. Then you ask and say, what did he preach about? I don't know, but I do know he preached. Amen. See, the mind is not really on the word, but the mind is on the way he carried the word or whatever. You know, and he'll holler out, oh, yes, yeah, oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, we need the word. All that yelling ain't going to get us to heaven. Yes, come on, somebody. So. We need the word. We need content. Yes. Praise God. Amen. Yes. So that's what we want to do, is be a doer of the word. It said, for if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and he goeth his way. So the word didn't do you no good, because you're going the opposite direction. And straightway that man forgetteth what manner of man he was.
Yes.
Amen. We got to listen to the word and be a doer. But here's good advice. But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, and it said, he being not a forgetful hearer. Come on, somebody.
Yes.
I know we live in some amnesia days. You know, people have amnesia. Don't remember.
Forgetful.
Mm-hmm. Amen. I didn't know the Bible said that. Amen. Lord tell you how to go. You're going the opposite. Come on, somebody.
All
right. Amen. You remember Jonah? The Lord told him to go to Nineveh. But he chartered a boat and went the opposite direction.
That's right.
Yeah.
Come on, somebody. How many know you got to follow the word?
Amen.
You got to do what God tell you to do.
That's right.
You must be a doer of the word.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. That's what's going to get you to heaven. Amen.
Amen.
But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work. Now this man, and them other men that ain't hearing, ain't going to be blessed. But I tell you what, the man that being doers of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deeds. Amen. How many want to be blessed?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
Amen.
I want to be blessed.
Yes.
Praise God.
Amen.
I don't care what I see today. I don't care what's going on in the White House. I don't care what's going on in your house, but I want to be blessed and do God's will. Because
yes.
My God going to take care of us.
That's right.
Amen. He Amen. Said he will what? Take care of his own.
That's right.
As long as we get wrapped up and tied up and tangled up with the Lord. Amen. We can go right on. We ain't got to be wearied in well-doing.
Yes.
Praise God.
Yes.
We ain't got to be troubled on every side.
Yes.
Come on, somebody.
Yes.
Because we holding on to God's unchanging hand.
Yes.
Hello in here. Amen. I don't have a big crowd in here tonight.
Yes.
But the Bible said where two or three are gathered in his name. He said, there I will be in the mix of them. Amen. If I can just snatch one out, amen, from going to hell. Amen. This meeting is worth it. Praise God. If one sinner repent, praise God, and acknowledge God's word. Amen. That's a plus. And I thank God for that. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I thank the Lord for the word of the Lord. All right, let's turn to Isaiah. Somebody can get me that one. Give me Isaiah, the 40th chapter. Isaiah, 40th chapter. Let's see what the word say there. And the 8th verse. Praise God. You got that one?
40 and 8.
Yes.
The grass withered.
Listen.
The flower.
The grass withered.
And the flower faded.
And the flower faded.
But the word of our God.
But the word of our God.
Shall stand forever.
Shall stand forever.
Yes.
Let us all say good news.
Good news.
That's good news there.
Yes.
The word of God. Gonna stand forever.
Yes.
The flower will fade. Things will happen. Things will stop. But one thing about the word of God, it be here everlasting to everlasting.
Thank you.
And if we get involved in the word, get the word in us, then we can stand forever.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. See how important the word is? You want to stand?
Amen.
Stand on the word.
Yes.
Praise God. Amen. And it will help you to maintain.
Yes.
Now we get ready to bring this message to a close here. Let's read our scripture coming from, amen. Let's read, amen. That is the 2 Timothy, the 3rd chapter. We want to read verses 16 and 17. The Bible says, all scripture is given by inspiration of God.
Yes.
And is profitable for doctrine. Ain't it a blessing?
Amen.
For reproof.
Uh-huh.
Huh?
Yep.
Don't get mad with the preacher.
All right.
For correction.
Yes.
He's always talking about me. I know he's preaching at me. You know, the word don't supposed to tickle our being.
Yes.
Yes, it steps on our toes,
that's
so
right.
to speak. Yes,
right.
It's supposed to do that. That's our job, Brother Baxter. Amen. To give the word. Amen. And preach the word. Because the word is for reproof. Mm-hmm. It reproves us.
Yes.
Do you know what it means when we're wrong? It tells us our wrong.
Right.
See, people want us to put sugar and spice in our sermons. That ain't, we don't do that.
That's right.
Amen. I left the sugar scoop at home.
Thank you, Lord.
When I preach the gospel.
Yes.
Amen. And preach it in its fullness.
Thank the Lord.
And don't just preach two or three favorite scriptures that I like to hear. But we got to preach the whole book from Genesis to Revelation.
That's right.
Amen. Thank in these times we living in, we got to speak about the time that we living in. Amen. And we got to let folks know what's right and what's wrong.
Yes.
Amen. How can they hear without a preacher?
Jesus.
How can they preach unless they be sent? Amen.
Right.
So we got to go the Bible way. Not our way.
Yes.
Our way will get us in trouble.
Right.
Amen. Praise God.
Thank
Amen.
You.
So I'm here to preach the full gospel. Praise God. And we all should be able, all ministers should be able to preach the full gospel. Amen. Amen. And you might have a friend over here that you don't want to hurt their feelings. Sometimes your feelings going to get hurt. I'd rather for my feelings get hurt down here than get hurt over there.
Because
when you stand before God, you're going to get some big feelings hurt because he's going to tell you where I am, you cannot come. And he's going to tell you that you got to depart from me. Some he's going to tell I never knew you. Some he's going to say I know you not. Right now I don't know you. I might used to know you, but I don't know you. I know you not. Amen. But we want the Lord to say, well done. Thy good and faithful servant.
Yes.
Amen. So be obedient.
Help me, Lord.
To the word of the Lord.
Yes.
You won't make an effective Christian if you don't go by the roadmap. How many know this is the roadmap?
Oh, yes.
This is what's going to get us from earth to glory. The word of the Lord. Amen. All through this meeting, let us improve.
Yes, help me.
Amen. All through after this meeting close, do more reading your word. Take time to read.
Yes, that's right.
I know we got work to do. Amen. I know we got places to go. But take time to be holy.
Yes.
Take time
for
the word of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes I illustrate us as being a automobile, a spiritual automobile. I'm a mechanic by trade. And I know in an automobile, it need tune up. Amen. Need oil change. It need maintenance. And if we don't get those items, the car gonna shut down on you.
That's right.
Huh?
That's right.
It ain't gonna run. Same thing with the word of the Lord. We got to maintain our spiritual automobile.
Help me, Lord.
We got to take time and pull that thing and take it to the shop.
Yes.
And get it serviced.
Yes.
Huh?
Amen.
Come on, somebody.
That's right.
Yes, that is so.
You're up there driving and driving, and when the last time you gave it a tune-up? When the last time you changed the oil? And then when the car let you down up there on the interstate, then you kind of upset. Man,
The
car done broke down.
Yeah.
Why did it break down? Because you didn't maintain it.
Lord.
Same thing with us, with our spiritually speaking. We got to maintain it. Maintaining is going by the word of the Lord, allowing the word to intercede into our spirit. And we live according to the scripture. Amen. See, this is the tune-up kit right here.
Yes.
Amen.
Huh?
Yes.
Amen. This is what'll keep your spiritual automobile running.
Amen.
Is that right?
That's right.
Amen. Amen. I'm not here coming to Asheville, Alabama to play.
That's right.
Amen. I don't have time to play.
Life is
too short.
Thank you, Lord.
Time to get on fire for God.
Yes.
Time to be like the Lord have us to be. Because I don't want to miss it.
Oh, yes.
Amen. But I'm here to tell you, in the fear of the Lord, if you don't allow this word of the Lord to intercede into your hearts and mind and spirit, you will miss it.
Yes.
This is the only way.
Yes.
There ain't no other book you can read to get you to heaven.
Yes.
Amen. You can't pick and choose with this. I want to read this over here. I like this track over here. But this is the word of the Lord. And we got to take this book, and we must eat it up.
Amen.
God bless you.